Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To a congressional story in Alabama now. Voters are going to the polls today for primary runoffs in the state's brand new congressional district. Last year, a court ordered the state to redraw its congressional map, saying that the old map diluted the voting power of black residents. Joining us now from a polling station in Montgomery, Alabama, is reporter Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio. Kyle, tell us more where you are and what you're seeing today.
Hi, Scott. Yes, I am not far from where Rosa Parks lived when she was here in Montgomery. And actually, the governor's mansion is not too far from here as well. And so Governor Kay Ivey cast her vote here this morning, too. Even with those draws, though, the folks that are running this election say that they're not seeing quite as much turnout, even in the selection of consequence, as they did on Super Tuesday.
In a consequential district, registered Democrats, just how it works, they will choose from one of two candidates from their party. Registered Republicans also have two choices. The winners are going to face each other in November. I mean, given the thin GOP margin in the U.S. House of Representatives, this race could matter a lot on Capitol Hill, yeah?
That's why a lot of people have been watching this for a while. I mean, ever since last summer, as you mentioned, when the Supreme Court issued its ruling, and then it bounced back and forth through the courts and also through the state legislature here. And eventually, of course, the new district was created. But Scott, there are a lot of people who are concerned because the legislature here and the Republican-dominated legislature has made signals that they are going to contest this district following in next year as well. And so I spoke with some people about that today, including Roy Wilson.
Yeah. Well, let's cue up Roy Wilson, because there is complicated backstory to this congressional district. The old map, as you say, was challenged for underrepresenting the state's 27% black residents. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed, as you say. So this new district, for at least this election, has a 49% black voting population. And you spoke to one black voter, Roy Wilson.
Every citizen in this country should have proper representation, which we haven't always had. Having grown up in Montgomery, I've seen a lot of things, and I've been misrepresented in a lot of different ways. So I would expect the other side to do whatever they can do to keep us from having the representation that we should.
So, Kyle, what are you hearing from candidates, from voters on this issue of, quote, racial gerrymandering?
Well, as I think Mr. Wilson indicates, that there's been a lot of just concern over the years that ever since Alabama has had a supermajority in representation in the state legislature, that they haven't been adequately represented. So to have this new district is a new opportunity for the black voters and black voting advocacy groups. But Republicans are not ready to concede, and they're not ready to let the new district go either. And so they're out working today to get turnout to the polls as well.
Yeah. And as you're saying, you know, the Alabama has long had a Republican supermajority. Just briefly looking forward, after this election cycle, are you saying this could once again be challenged, rewritten, the maps redrawn?
That's a possibility. That's Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall has said that he plans to contest this further in court. So we'll see moving forward.
Yeah, great. Couple seconds. Kyle, are you expecting any kind of pickup in votes in turnout as we talk to you?
Well, I mean, we've seen some people come through, and, you know, we just hit the lunch hour, so I think a lot of people do take some time during the day to come out. But, you know, it as I said today, that there's been a steady stream, but they have not seen the numbers that they were anticipating and hoping for at this polling station.
All right. That is Kyle Gassett, Troy Public Radio. Kyle, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.